Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
There is a gradual lift, and then it just carries you across the city where you are. Now, again, I'm going to get in the hot air balloon one day. But this concept, then, what I want you to do is, instead of one big balloon, I want you to imagine that you are standing in this basket, this whatever we want to call the thing that the balloon is lifting. You're standing in that, and you're thinking about your life, and you're thinking about your mood. What are the five balloons? What are the five things that help you stay lifted and help you move over the journey of your life? What are the things that fuels you? What are the things that motivate you? What are the tried and true things that you know can lift your mood and help you stay positive, hopeful in your journey? Mm-hmm.
Hey, Style Crew, we are back for another episode of Style and Conversation. We have an amazingly just unique but necessary topic that we will be talking about today with a very special guest, Robin May. But before we jump into that, I want to thank you all so much for being on this journey with us, but I want to ask that you help us get the word out. Give us a review on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. If you haven't already, if you have just been checking us out, go ahead and subscribe so that way you can be alerted when we have new episodes released and that you can be a part of our community. Also, don't forget to give us a follow on Instagram at Style and Conversation Pod. And with that, I am going to introduce our lovely guest, Robin May. Robin May is both a licensed professional therapist and certified personal and executive coach who teaches others to live more intentionally so they can achieve their personal and professional potential. She has counseled and coached hundreds of individuals and inspired thousands. For more than 15 years, she has spoken to audiences all over the country, encouraging them with the practical, emotional tools to thrive in a constantly changing world. It is a message that has become even more relevant in recent times. Her easygoing yet direct style has facilitated breakthroughs that help people pinpoint what is holding them back and gain the courage and clarity to make changes that transform their life and work. Robin earned a master's degree in counseling from Clark Atlanta University and certification as a coach through the Coaching and Positive Psychology Institute. She is the author of several books and multiple courses on living intentionally. She and her husband live in the Atlanta area with their three daughters. To learn more about Robin, visit her at www.robinmayonline.com. So, Robin, I just want to welcome you in to the show. With this episode, we are continuing our resolutions beyond the year episode. And with you today, we will be talking about identifying our five balloons. Yeah. So I want to welcome you in.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Jessica. I'm very excited about being here. And this is a topic that I hope that people really find transformative.
You know, I think so. And actually, I'm confident so. I'm going to rephrase that. I'm very confident. And the reason I say that, so I first came across you and your services, what have you, all the things that you're doing.
Yes.
And heard you speak at a women's conference. last summer, Glisten Women's Conference. And I came in towards the end of you speaking on this panel with Michelle Williams, because to be honest, sister, I was outside shopping with the vendors.
I love it.
I was outside shopping small. But when I came in, you were speaking about the five balloons. And I'm going to give you the pleasure of introducing it to the audience, what it actually means. But it really stood out to me, and myself and my cousin, we were sitting next to each other. We both had our phones out taking notes about identifying our five balloons, mm-hmm. because that's not a term that I had heard before. Right. And I felt like I was somewhat aware of my five balloons, and I tried to practice this continuously, but I hadn't actually written it down or properly identified it. And if I felt like this, I imagine that other people do as well. So this is just extremely important. So I want to give you the opportunity to share with listeners.
Yes.
What are we talking about when we talk about
five balloons? Because Jessica, people are like, five balloons. What to say? Okay. There's so much to this concept and so many different ways we can explore this. Now, when you said that this is not something you had heard before, I can say that I've kind of coined this, mm-hmm. and it's something, I am a licensed therapist, as you read in the bio. When people read my bio, I feel like I could crawl under a table. It just feels like the spotlight is on me.
No, but I am a licensed flowers. You've earned it.
Thank you. I'm a licensed therapist, and I've been doing therapy now, or being in the field, for 17 years. Mm-hmm. I'm also an executive coach. And I say that when I talk about coining this phrase, this happens a lot for me. Just in my work with people, it is important that we conceptualize things, right? Because when you conceptualize it, it helps you to understand it more. It sticks with you longer. And so when I've been working with clients over these many, many years, I realized that my clients needed something that they could make practical for themselves. And that's where this five balloons concept came from. Now, like I said, and I believe we will go here, there are many different routes that we can take to achieve what I'm hoping we achieve with the five balloons. And we'll get to those other routes. But specifically with this strategy, what I try to have people do mm-hmm. is to envision a hot air balloon. Now, Jessica, one of the things is going to have to happen. I'm going to have to get in a hot air balloon. I've never been in one before.
Girl, me neither. But you know why? Because I'm scary.
Are you scared? I will do it.
I'm not a heights girly, which I think that's what might stop me at 4'11".
He said, no time.
No.
Okay, so I want you to get in your mind a hot air balloon. Mm-hmm. And you know that this is a big basket we're going to just call it a basket with one big balloon. Mm-hmm. Now, this hot air balloon doesn't speed through the air. There is a gradual lift, and then it just carries you across the city where you are. Now, again, I'm going to get in the hot air balloon one day. But this concept, then, what I want you to do is, instead of one big balloon, I want you to imagine that you are standing in this basket, this whatever we want to call the thing that the balloon is lifting. You're standing in that, and you're thinking about your life, and you're thinking about your mood. What are the five balloons? What are the five things that help you stay lifted and help you move over the journey of your life? What are the things that fuels you? What are the things that motivate you? What are the tried and true things that you know can lift your mood and help you stay positive, hopeful in your journey? Mm-hmm. Now, when you think about this, imagine if I remove one of the balloons that's going to limit my ability to soar. If I remove another balloon, it's going to limit even further my ability to soar. So I want us to think about the things that are tried and true that can lift you. Now, over time and over the years, those things may change. You know, as life changes, as your dynamic changes, what motivates you, what lifts you might change. But right now, if you are feeling low, right now, if you're feeling a little bit unmotivated, right now, what are the things that are healthy? That are healthy.
Mm-hmm. We need to emphasize that. Yeah.
That are healthy and that serve you. What are the things that lift you?
I think that was a perfect explanation. And I want to share with the listeners, the reason I wanted to do this episode now at the beginning of the year is because, like you just said, how will these, even if you're not feeling joy right now, how can you get back to that? And so oftentimes this time of year, we've set goals for ourselves. We may be pursuing a new passion, pursuing a new career, a new relationship, friendship, whatever the case may be. And so we can set a goal, but sometimes in my experience, and Robin, I'm curious to hear your feedback on this as well.
Yes.
I found that we'll have a vision and we'll be in faith for the vision, but then once we find out the steps that are necessary, then we can start to be like, wait a minute, God, now hold up. Now you told me that I was going to get to the promised land. But when we find out the steps necessary to get there, that's when we can start to lose hope and be discouraged. And so I think that it's important to identify those five balloons so that when you do have those moments of discouragement, when you're facing adversity, and I did say when, not if, because it's inevitable for all of us. So you can find a way to remain rooted in that.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And, you know, I have a lesson that I teach that are the seven steps to purpose, right? The seven steps to purpose. And it's interesting you talk about when you have those moments that are discouraging, because I've been thinking a lot about this particular lesson, because I've taught this for years and years and years, and it's really been coming up for me lately, because one of the seven steps to walking in your purpose is to anticipate roadblocks. One of the strategies is to anticipate roadblocks. The way we talk to ourselves, our internal dialogue, our mindset, whatever cognitive distortion that we have, a cognitive distortion is just stinking thinking. It is that pattern of thinking that has a negative impact on you. We all of us, I don't know who your person is, all of us and your person experiences cognitive distortions. Well, one of the cognitive distortions is mental filtering, where you filter out all the positive and you only hold on to the negative. And so what's important is that we can anticipate. Yes, like you said, this is not if, it is when. So if I already know, that's why community is so important. That's why these conversations are so important. Because if you can...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Get around some other people who are moving toward destiny. Get around some people who are a couple of steps ahead of you. When you face that adversity, they can tell you, you know what? Relax, sis. Don't give up. This is a part of the journey, right? Mm-hmm. And so absolutely, these five balloons, remember, you're identifying them ahead of time. And so now you have the strategy, you know, the things that you can grab hold to that are going to influence and impact how you navigate your life.
Whew. You just said a mouthful. And I'm excited for where this conversation is going to go.
Yes,
but before we go there, I want to take it a step back and touch on one of the things that is behind you and that is all throughout your brand, which is living with intentionality. So I know one of the things that you heavily emphasize to your audience and your clients is to live with intentionality to achieve personal as well as professional potential, which is, again, why we're here today. So I want to ask you, was there a period in your life when you realized that you weren't living with intentionality?
Well, I think I can definitely tell you how even the reality of this brand of mine came about, because it was because of my where I was in that season of life. But the truth is, we live in a continuum. Life has ebbs and flows. See, and so remember, I keep referencing that there are different ways that we can approach this conversation about the five balloons. There's another way that I ensure that I am leaned in. And again, we'll get to that. But I mentioned the ebbs and flows of life because thinking about anticipating roadblocks, life happens. I have a gear line. You're a stylist, but I have this these t-shirts and hoodies and sweatshirts. And I call it living your life. I talk about let your gear speak life. And one of the lines or collections is life be lifin', but God. Life be lifin', but God. I understand that that is a slang term, life be lifin', but we add the but God. Why am I mentioning that, Jessica? Because life is going to life. Yeah. Life is going to do what life does. And so when you ask, was there a period of time that I found myself not living with intention? Yes. And there has been a period of time since then. And there's been a period of time since then. There is going to be a period of time in it in the future because life happens. And when life happens, you can begin to retreat. You can begin to shrink back. Or I might be living with great intention in this area, and I might not be living with great intention in that area. And so the understanding of this helps you to take a deep breath, give yourself grace, understand that's why I need to know my five balloons. That's why I need community around me. That's why I need to journal. That's why I have to have a clear vision. Because when life happens and I find myself retreating, we have to make sure we know what is necessary to bring us up, bring us back. Now, with all of that, I'm going to answer the question you asked.
No, and by the way, I don't at all feel that you have to hold back at any point, because everything you're saying has value. So please, whatever comes on your heart, share it with us.
Thank you. Now, girl, I'm a talker. This is what I love, honey. This
and
is my passion.
And the good thing is, that's what we're here to do.
Yes. Okay. So it's so interesting. I have three daughters. At the point of this recording, my daughters are 10, 15, and 17 years old. And we recently were in my hometown. I am from Dallas, Texas. We were back home. And I've always tried to tell my daughters who I am and what I did back in the day in high school. So we pulled out my high school yearbook. Mm-hmm. And I got so tickled because, you know, when you're talking about what you want to be, this was my senior high school yearbook. And I had in there that I was going to be a lawyer. And I didn't even remember that. And what's interesting is my daughter who's a senior right now, that's her goal, is to be a lawyer. And so it was just interesting because I didn't even remember that I said I wanted to be a lawyer. So I go to, I'm from Dallas, Texas. I moved to Atlanta, Georgia for college. I've been here ever since. I graduate. Well, let's talk about what I majored in, Jessica. I was a math major.
Oh, so you're a genius.
Absolutely not. No, ma'am, no, I'm not. And so what's up? And I graduated with honors, baby, but I don't even help my children with their math homework. So I graduated. And what I tell them is, baby, by the time I finished, we were not even using numbers anymore. That's how far advanced it was. So this little number stuff. Okay, so I'm painting a picture. I want y'all to flow with me. So I graduate from Clark Atlanta University with this math degree. But I have no idea what I wanted to do. I majored in math because my daddy told me I needed to major in something that was going to make money. I was good at math, so I don't know what I thought. I had no concept. Let me tell you. I don't even know what math majors do other than teach. I had no concept of what I was supposed to do. Well, I graduate, and I have a few jobs, not really career, but I had a few jobs. And then I ended up working for the church I attended at the time. Now, let me put this in concept or in, what's the word? Put this, give you an understanding about this. This was a mega ministry in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. We at one point had 20 to 30,000 members of the church. And so when I talk about working for this church, it was not play, honey. This was a whole movement. Okay. And so I start out working in the youth department as the assistant to the youth pastor or the college pastor. Then I end up moving up and now I am working for the senior pastor. I am one of the assistants for the senior pastor. Okay, So I want y'all to get this. Remember, the question is, was there a time where I wasn't living with intention? Well, I'm working for the pastor, for the senior pastor, as one of the assistants, basically a secretary. Now I have this degree and I'm working, but it's so filled with purpose, right? Because I'm writing letters to the President of the United States. I am writing forewords for his book. So it has a lot of purpose. These people are like family now because I joined this church when I was 18 years old, maybe 19. And so this is like family. My life was very much intertwined with this. I end up getting married to my now husband, who was at that time maybe a minister at the church. He ends up getting ordained as an elder. We end up getting married. We're college sweethearts. Okay, we're college sweethearts. We dated all through college. We end up getting married. Mm-hmm. Our friendship circle was, of course, our friends from college, but also his friends from high school. And this is very intentional. So my husband is very driven, had great dreams. And his particular friendship crew from high school, who now they've just stayed in contact all these years, we're now all a friend circle. You know, people are getting married. And Jessica, these people were doing big things. And especially back then, it felt like, oh my God, they're making all these moves. They're doing all these big things. They're so amazing. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like, here I am, just a secretary. Right? Now, again, remember, I gave you a visual of what was going on. This was a major ministry, right? And I was doing a lot of great work. But up against these people, I felt like I wasn't doing anything. And then I started to feel like a deep frustration because I wanted to know what my purpose was. I wanted to know what I was created to do. My Christian worldview is that we were created for a reason. Listen, Jessica, you are a stylist, and I use fashion often when I talk about this, in that as a woman, when I go to my favorite store and I see that shirt or I see those shoes, baby, I know exactly how I'm going to rock them. Ooh, I got pants that will go with this, or, oh my God, that shirt would be awesome with this. I have great intention for that purchase. I'm not buying that purchase just because, baby, I know how I'm going to. Well, if we do that with clothing, don't you believe the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when he crafted us and created us, he did so with a purpose. That is my Christian worldview. So I began to feel this frustration. I call it a holy frustration, an uneasiness. Like, God, what did you create me to do? I know I majored in math. I know I am now working in ministry, but what is my unique gift? What is my unique skill? So Jessica, when I began to make finding my purpose my part-time job. It became my part-time job. I started taking every assessment, asking people, trying things until it began to form and formulate. And I began to understand what it is that my unique gifts were. A lot of different things began to happen that I don't have to go into now. I even ended up writing a book called The Pursuit of Purpose, where I walk people through 21 days, the 21-day process. Every single day, you're doing something different to get an understanding of your purpose. And so I'm done. I promise. I'm going to stop here. So
no, I'm intrigued. Please don't stop. This
intentional living, I began to realize part of my call is to help people do that very thing, to get off of the sidelines of their life, to stop living passively. You've heard me use the scripture that says, God is not pleased with the one who shrinks back. That's in Hebrews 10. God is not pleased with the one who shrinks back. If he created you with a purpose, I need you to get off the sidelines of your life, dive all the way in. So the branding is Live Life. That's my company, Live Life LLC. And LIFE is an acronym that's Live Intentionally, Fully Engage. Stop living passively. Get off of the sidelines of your life. Stop letting your understudy, who is your understudy, the watered down version of you. Stop allowing your understudy to get top credit. It is time for you to come to the center stage of your own story. And don't just come, dive all the way in. Now, Jessica, when you say that, and I'm a woman who's a mother and a wife, I am a sister and a friend, that is multifaceted, because some of us for a particular season, living intentionally fully engaged could mean making sure that you are covering and guiding and equipping your children in their journey. But that doesn't mean that you have to put your life on the back burner. You may not be able to fully engage in your dream job, but honey, you could be doing something, writing your book on the side. There's ways that you can fully engage. And so that was the time for me. I realized I was not living my life intentionally. I had great people around.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Around me, and I was doing great things, but it was not tapped into my destiny and my purpose.
What's up, Style Crew? I am holding in my hand the 5-minute journal, which is an item from one of the newest sponsors of season 2 of Style and Conversation from a company called Intelligent Change. And if you haven't heard about them, you are going to be so excited once I tell you more. I first heard about them by attending an event here in Atlanta. I received the 5-minute journal in a swag bag. And let me just tell you, this aligns perfectly with this series that we're currently in, which is Resolutions for Your Life Beyond the Year. And the reason is that this 5-minute journal includes so many things to help keep you on track daily, weekly, monthly, and then beyond the year. For example, on one of the pages, they have an option to complete fitness and meals, your meal plans for the week. In addition to this, they also have something to help you be really intentional. So one of the questions is, my intention for the week is. And then it goes even further to say how I'll motivate myself, create any notes. And then they also have various wisdom quotes throughout the journal as well. One of them being, reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body, by Joseph Addison. So they also have a page where you can review your mood for the day, talk about what you're grateful for, all the things that you'll do for your well-being and health, and so on and so forth. And so, like I said, I really love this because it helps you to be a lot more intentional, which is something that we've spoken about on one of the episodes from this series. And this is just a great way to really implement and continue to execute on those changes that we all said that we plan to make at the beginning of the year, and a way to hold ourselves accountable as we continue to move through 2025 and beyond. So, as a listener of Style and Conversation, I have a special code for 10% off for you, which is Styled by Jess. That code is STYLEDBYJESS. And to tell you a little bit more about Intelligent Change, they pride themselves on creating elevated, thoughtfully designed products to help you realize your potential and live a happier, more fulfilling life. In addition to this, they have journals, they have digital downloads, they have mindful affirmation cards, games, and then they also have games for kids. And so this code can be applied for each of those products. Again, that code is STYLEDBYJESS. So I want to encourage you all to check out Intelligent Change and look into this 5-minute journal as a way to get started, and all of their other wonderful products. All right, let's jump back into this episode. And so what I want to say from that is, it seems that, so we all know the phrase, iron sharpens iron. So from being in, you said a lot of things that were important. So number one, I feel this in my spirit and I just want to encourage someone. The importance of community. And one of the lessons in our discipleship group last year talked about community and how important it is to God. There's so many scriptures throughout the Bible where he talks about community and the reason it's important to him. Now, let me say this. I want to acknowledge there's all different types of personality types, right? You have some people that are introverts that identify as introverted. You have some people that identify as extroverted. I acknowledge that. However, in order to be in community, no one is saying that you have to go be this social butterfly.
Right.
But you can find community within your realm of comfortability. And if you are the social butterfly, great. We imagine that you would not be lacking in terms of community. But also, just to take it a step further, just because you may leave your house every day and go to work, right, and you may be in certain social settings, that doesn't mean you're in community. I'm open to hearing your definition of this as well. But how I define community is being amongst a group of individuals that support you, that hold you accountable when necessary, that pour into you, and you are also able to pour into them. It's not a situation where you're constantly pouring out and nothing is being poured back in. And the reason that that is important, going back to this, is because imagine if you hadn't been in that community and seen this group of individuals doing all of these amazing things, which, by the way, I want to acknowledge you felt this way, but it didn't at all minimize your efforts at the time. That's just something that you were internalizing, but it forced you to take a step back and say, I need to turn it up.
Absolutely.
I'm doing something great, but I know that I'm here to do more. I'm not just going to rest on my accomplishment from last week or whatever the time frame was. So that allowed you to really, it thrust you further into your purpose. And now here we are today,
yes,
having a conversation with Robin May, who has coined the five balloons, honey.
Yes.
And
yes.
So I just wanted to say that for the listeners, that that's one to acknowledge what you said about being in community, and how you were able to be sharpened in that area, because that is one of the things, not be put down. I just want to emphasize that for anyone who may be experiencing that and have confused that with what it means to be in community, that's not the case at all.
No, because the people, like, as you said, that friendship circle, or even my husband, they weren't saying anything. It was what I was experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to evolve and grow.
Mm-hmm.
There is a an elevated version of my branding called Elevate, where I tell people I'm helping you elevate not just what you do, although that's important, but who you are. And for me, who I am is a woman who wants to be around like-minded people who influence me for good. Mm-hmm. There's a version of Iron Sharpens Iron that says through intense discussion, you want to be in community with people who can tell you the truth about you, the areas of growth, and the areas where you are knocking it out the park. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't create, listen, we were not, write this down if you're taking notes. We were not created for isolation island. That is not what we were created for.
All.
Do you have moments where you have to navigate some storms by yourself? Absolutely.
Yes.
That is not the norm. That is not what is supposed to happen across the board. God created you. God created me for community. Now, the Bible says there is wisdom in a multitude of counsel, but we have to hand select our multitude. Facebook isn't your multitude. Instagram isn't your multitude. You want to hand select the people, not yes people, not people who just patty cake you. You want to hand select the people who have the authority to speak into your life. The people who are in my inner circle, they have the authority to speak into my life, to tell me the truth, to let me know. I am a very grown woman, Jessica. I have several businesses. I am a mother to three daughters. We pastor a church here in our area. But even with all of that, I can post something on Facebook and there are people in my life who will call me and say, take that down, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Take it down. You are being too this. Or I know that that was, I don't do subliminal posts, but they'll say, I know that was about somebody. You, Robin, you're better than that. Or I posted a couple of thoughts recently about some things going on in the world. And my girlfriend said, you got two posts, no more. She said, you've done two. That's your limit, no more. So my point is, your community are people that you have given permission, who have proven themselves to be wise, who have proven themselves to not want you to conform to who they are, but they want you to conform into the person that God created you to be, to evolve, to elevate into the person you were created to be. That's what you want in community.
I'm loving this conversation. I'm loving it. Okay. So I want to ask you, I'll do it this way. Okay. Because we've somewhat explored, but one of the things that we talked about during our pre-recording call is that you and I would share our five balloons with the listeners as an example. So you are the guest. You are more than welcome to go first if you're comfortable.
It's fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. You go first and I have mine.
Okay. So remember, the concept of the five balloons is that I am in this hot air balloon. I'm in the basket. I am trying to identify the things that are tried and true that I know can lift my mood, can make sure that I am operating at my optimal best. What are the practical things I can pull from? I know you all are thinking, you already explained it, but I really want you to understand what are the things that you can grab hold to now? For those of you who are people of faith, we understand that our rootedness is in God. Our rootedness, our strength, the Bible tells us that when you're weak, that's when his strength really kicks in, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're not taking away from that. Now, let me just say this, Jessica, the primary people that I work with in my practices, the counseling and the coaching practice, primarily the people I work with are people of faith. And honestly, that's what I love. That's what I'm a little bit obsessed with, but it's also the hardest group to work with because sometimes I'm not going to, I'm going to tell you the truth. A lot of times our ability to be practical about our journey is missing. Sometimes we can be so heavenly minded, I've heard before, that we're no earthly good. And so I just want to acknowledge, we know that our foundation is God. Okay. So what are the five balloons, particularly in this season when I am feeling down? What do I need to look at? What are the five things I need to look at to see if I'm honoring these five things? And I'm going to share them with you. But Jessica, don't forget, we have to talk about your values, because when you don't honor your values, you do not honor your values, you will always live with an under.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The current of life dissatisfaction. When you do not honor your values are what guide your life. G-U-I-D-E. I spell it because I'm from Texas and I'm a little bit country. So your values are what guide your life. When you don't honor them, there will always be an undercurrent of dissatisfaction. So as I'm saying that, if you don't know your values, hello.
If you you're don't even not know honoring anything.
Your values. So we have to go there because I'm not going to really lean as much into values as I'm giving a little bit, as I'm giving you my five balloons for this season. Mm-hmm. But that's also part of how I shape my life. So my five balloons in this season, I would say intentional relationships, intentional connections with the people who I care about and I love the most. So within that encompasses, of course, my man. Mm-hmm. It encompasses my children. It mm-hmm. encompasses my sister, my mom, and my best friends. So intentional connections is one of my balloons. When I'm not having intentional connections, it's definitely going to impact me. Now, this is going to be surprising. I just said intentional connections, but time by myself, I am what is considered an ambivert. I become rejuvenated with time by myself, although I can turn on with people. I have no problem turning on with people, but I get rejuvenated by being by myself. So if I haven't had some time by myself, if it's just me driving to the store by myself, if it's just me scrolling through social media, I just want to be by myself. Of course, intimate time with the Lord would be another one. I should have started with that one. Intimate time with the Lord. It's like the Bible says, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longs for you. That's me. I have to have that time. That would be another balloon. This is surprising. This was not me 5 years ago, but exercise, particularly running. Girl, it's been snowing here in Atlanta, and I haven't been able to get, and it's particularly running and particularly running outside. Y'all, it has changed my life. If I don't get those endorphins, I feel some kind of way. And then the last one I would say is rest. I was talking to my husband just today, and I got about 5 hours of sleep last night, and I said, I don't know if it's because I'm 50, but I have to get 7 hours. I've got to get 7 hours of sleep. I also want to share with you all, when you're feeling some kind of way and you don't know why, there are 5 questions you can ask yourself. So Jessica, if we have time, I'll come back to that. Mm-hmm. But for me, my exhaustion, if I don't get 7 hours of sleep, it is just ridiculous. So I'll give them to you again. Intentional connections, intentional relationships, time by myself, my intimacy with the Lord, exercise and rest. Those are my 5 balloons in this season.
Okay. So I want to ask you a few things about your balloons. So have you found that from the time that you originally coined this terminology that it has become easier for you to identify your balloons, or is it hard? Is it more difficult in some seasons? Like, talk us through that.
That's a good question. I don't know that it necessarily, I can't say that it gets harder or that it has been hard, or maybe it's easier because it doesn't change drastically.
Okay.
It hasn't changed. Me adding exercises in the last 5 years, because I've been running now consistently for 3 years. And so like that kind of thing. But the reason though, Jessica, the reason why it's not hard for me is because I really do live my life with intention. Like it's not just my branding. I really live my life with intention, which means I really pay attention to what is working and what isn't working. I tell women all the time, pause and pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Pause and pay attention. You're not going to have me on a podcast. You're not going to be in a session with me. You're not going to listen to any of my courses. You're not going to be somewhere where I'm speaking and you don't hear me at some point without even trying. Say pause and pay attention. What are you pausing and paying attention to? To what is working in your life and what isn't. We stay on this rat race and we don't pause. So Jessica, because this is how I live my life, it's not difficult for me. Now, whether or not I'm doing it may be another thing, but it's not difficult for me to name it.
Okay. So another thing I wanted to ask you from you sharing your 5 balloons, you really emphasize values and identifying what your values are. So can you help us understand the importance of understanding our values, especially in relation to this? And also, how would one go about defining their values?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So again, remember, when you don't honor your deepest values, you will always live with an undercurrent of life dissatisfaction. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling dissatisfied, first of all, Jessica, let's just stop here and say this. We have to tell ourselves the truth. Mm-hmm. We have to tell ourselves the truth. Jessica, I have a course called Elevate. The course right now is called the Life Course, but we're rebranding it to Elevate. And Elevate uses the Live Life Framework. Flow with me, y'all. I know I'm giving you a lot of information. I want y'all to listen to this again and take notes, because what I am telling you is not what I heard. It is what I know. All of these are principles that can change your life. So I know I'm giving you a lot of information, but let me explain what I mean by Elevate and the Live Life Framework. Elevate is the rebranded course name. It was previously the Life Course, but it is Elevate because the goal is to help you move up to elevate your life. But we use the Life Framework. What is the Life Framework? It is the 7 steps to help you curate the life you desire. It is the 7-step process. Well, Jessica, I share that because step number 1, before we can get to step number 2, which are your values, mm-hmm. step number 1 is a radically honest self-evaluation, self-assessment. Why am I spending so much time with that? Because remember, I said, when you don't honor your deepest values, you will always live with an undercurrent of life dissatisfaction. Well, people often won't even be honest about the fact that they're dissatisfied. You got to be honest. And listen, you may not be dissatisfied in all the areas, mm-hmm. but there's some areas that may have some dissatisfaction going on. Mm-hmm. And we live in such a toxic positivity culture that we just want to say everything's okay, everything is fine, everything's great, we're gonna have a good mindset, which we need to have a good mindset, but we also need to be honest. So you start with doing an honest self-assessment. And what is that? Literally write out the categories of your life. I'm giving y'all a little tidbit. Write out the categories of your life, all the areas of your life. For me, those categories will be me, just me as a person. How do I just feel as a person? Marriage, parenting, business, career, because for some of us, business and career are two different things. You can have a career, mm-hmm. a job that you go to, but you also have your side business, friendship, health. Did I say finances? You write down all the areas of your life and then you just rank them. How do I feel about parenting in this season? Well, I give it a 1, which is we're not doing good. Would I give it a 10? We're doing great. So you start with an honest self-assessment. But so let's talk about values. Everybody take a deep breath because I need you to understand this. There are 2. That's good. Take a deep breath because I really want y'all to get this concept. Because if you can get the 5 balloons and if you can understand your values, it's going to change your life.
Mm.
It's going to change your life. So remember, values are what guide your life.
Okay.
If you've heard, I said today, my Christian worldview, how I view the world is through a Christian filter. I don't even like to say Christian because it has so many connotations, but through a Christ filter. That's how I personally view my life. So my faith is a cornerstone of my values. Okay. So there are 2 lanes when we talk about values. Now, this is what I have discovered over these many, many years and being in the trenches with people. There are 2 lanes. We have our core values, and then we have our character values. Again, we have our core values, lane 1. We have our character values, lane 2. What are your core values? Your core values are the things that motivate you, that drive you. Those things are often connected to what you are doing, how you are engaging in the world. So now you see why I keep saying the 5 balloons can be very connected to your core values. Because remember, when you don't honor your values, when you're not honoring the things that drive you, mm-hmm. it's going to impact your life satisfaction. I'm going to come back to character values. So then if I were to tell you, what are my core values? Not 15, let's narrow it down to 3 to 5. 3 to 5 core values. What are my core values? My intimacy with the Lord, having an intimate fellowship with God, feeling connected, believing I hear him, trusting him. My relationship, particularly with my immediate family, right? My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my children. Remember, I'm saying If I'm not honoring my values, I can tell something is going on with me. If me and my man are off, it kind of throws me, right? If it, like right now, I cannot wait to get home. I got to have a conversation with one of my daughters, honey, and she's a teenager. So I got to be real strategic about how I approach the conversation. Yes.
Yeah.
And so, but I feel a little bit of angst about it. I'm trying to not be impulsive in this conversation and to be prayerful. So you see what I'm saying? When I talk about my values, I'm like, something's off with that. So my relationship with God, my immediate family, my husband and my children, then for me, another core value is friendship. Friendship is a core value for me. When I don't have a solid connection with my circle, I feel off. If me and one of my really good friends are on outs, I feel off. Now, my sister is my person. My sister would not have friendship as her core value. She's like, I mean, I love them. Those are my girls, but it don't impact me like that. Right. So this is not what your core values need to be. And then lastly, for me, purpose and destiny, intentionality. It's very, my core value is connected to me operating in the way God called me to operate. So if things are shaky with my business, if I don't feel like I'm having a deep impact, if I don't feel like I am making moves.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I feel off. Those are my core values. Do you have any questions about that before I go to character?
No, you're explaining it extremely well.
So remember, we have these values and your values guide your life. If you don't honor them, you're going to feel a level of dissatisfaction. It doesn't mean depression. It doesn't mean you're not functioning. It just means I just feel a little something. That's your core values. And then your character values is lane two. Remember, I said core values are what drive you. Character values is how you want people to experience you or the impact you want to have on others. When you leave, when you're not around, how do you want people to experience you? What are the overarching themes for your life? So for me, my character values, the things that are just innate with who I am is intentionality, duh. Living with intention, right? That's a value for me. Passivity does not do well. I don't do well with passivity. Autonomy is a huge value for me. Honey, don't box me in. Don't tell me what I have to do because it ties into my third character value, which is freedom. Autonomy and freedom are very connected. So how does that look like in my life? If I'm in a friendship and I start to feel demanded upon, like you're demanding something. Remember, friendship is a core value for me. But if I'm in a relationship with someone and I feel like you're demanding my time, I shrink back from you. Because freedom is freedom and autonomy. I get to choose. I get to choose what I want to do, right? In my counseling practice, particularly my counseling practice, people who come to see me who've seen other therapists, their questions are, so do I have to come every week? No. Because autonomy, you having choice, is a major value for me. And so come as you now, unless you're acute, come as you need, right? So remember, I said intentionality, autonomy, freedom and loyalty. Loyalty is a character value for me. If I got you, I got you. And I need to know you got me too, right? Now, girl, we could start talking about how you can have a strength that you begin to allow to sabotage your life, but you'll have to bring me back for that one.
Oh, yes.
So I broke it down for you. Those are your values, your core values and your character values, and those things are what drive you. So sis, if you're trying to figure out why I just feel off, it's probably because you're not honoring your five balloons or you are not honoring your values.
So you've definitely given us a lot. And to be honest with you, I never thought about dividing my values in terms of core values and character values, because I definitely have a vision of what my values are. But now, just being honest, I feel like after we're done recording, I need to go do some work and then put to paper my character values. So you definitely challenged me on that.
Yeah. So you asked me another question about that, Jessica. How do you come about it? It's nothing even deep, right? It's super simple. Jessica, I'll actually send you the worksheet. What you want to do is very simple. You just want to get a list of values. You want to get an extensive list of values and then just go through it and begin to do a cursory look. When you think about your core values, what are the things that drive me, that motivates me, that makes me want to get up in the morning? What are the things that are important to me? And think about that as you go through the list and jot down 20 values. And then put the rest of the values away. You got these 20 in front of you. You got to eliminate 10. How do I eliminate 10? Go through and eliminate 10. Then the strategy that really helps, identify three people who care about you and really know you. Give them that list of 10. Which of these do you feel like? Give me three, each of y'all, name three people. You give me three that makes you think this is what drives me. So then you take that information, you've gotten your, so we got these 10 values. Because we've gone from all of these values to 20, then we cut it down to 10. And then I would ask my sister, I would ask my husband, I would ask one of my best friends, give me 5 minutes, girl. Look at these 10 values. Which of these make you think of me? And so then now I have all this feedback. Before I read their feedback, I look at the 10 and I cut them down to 5. Okay. I cut them down to 8. Let's say maybe 8. Maybe I cut them down to 8. Then I look at this feedback I've gotten and I'm doing my due diligence. Okay, my husband said this same one. My sister said this same one. And my best friend said this one. I'm going to circle that one until you get to a solid 3 to 5. And that's how you discover your core values.
Okay. And I want to ask this character for our listeners that will do as they do this exercise. Why is it important? I know you said, like, let's just say you get 8 back and then you bring it down to 5. And you, I heard you consistently say 3 and 5. So help us understand why that it's important to have 3 to 5.
Right. Because, oh, that's such a good question. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to explain that. Because as you're going through these values, if you're a relatively decent person, all of them are going to be important to you. Right. So when I think about character values and when I'm thinking about my character values, honesty is going to be on the list as a value. Mm-hmm. But you didn't see me say honesty. I said integrity, but I didn't necessarily say honesty. It doesn't mean that honesty doesn't matter to me. It's just what is ultimately important, right? I do this. I have couples do this exercise to discover their values as a couple. And there's so many things: fidelity, loyalty, generosity, adventure. So if me and my husband have adventure, if we have humor, and we have leisure time. I don't know if you said something like that. It doesn't mean that that fidelity doesn't matter to us. No, fidelity matters, but these are the things that really, really connect us, right? So you want to understand that all of them matter to you, but we're trying to figure out what is that undercurrent reality for you. See, we were all crafted and created a certain way. I am a voice for the voiceless, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the things that, girl, motivates me. Let me find out somebody's being treated unfair. Baby, I'm gonna put my cape on and come soaring in to help, because injustice is a major motivator for me. And so that's important for me to know. I can sometimes put myself in situations that I don't need to be in just because I see somebody's in need. And so here I come saving the day. Well, maybe that's not my assignment. So that's why you want to get clear on what drives you.
So you can get back to living with intentionality.
Living with intention, not living passively, creating, curating. You hear me say the word curating,
yes.
Creating and curating a life that you love. God said, I came to give you life, but it ain't just any regular old life. I came to give you life abundant.
Abundance, yeah.
And so what is that life for you, Jessica? That life for you is not that same life for me. And if I don't pause and pay attention, stay prayerful, ask the Holy Spirit to shine his light. See, I don't do any of this without prayer. Mm-hmm. Shine your light. God, I could write the plan, but you order my steps. I'm writing this, but I'm going to take my hand off of it because ultimately I want my life to be guided by you. But you gave us intellect and reason for a reason, and I'm going to use it.
I do need to ask you this. Am I saying it correctly? Am I intent when I say living with intentionality, or should I be saying intention?
Well, it doesn't matter. My, because all of it means the same. So you heard me say it again. My brand is
I'm a grammar geek. So I would hate to be saying it wrong. So I was starting to get insecure hearing you speak. And I'm like, maybe I'm saying it wrong.
I don't want people to be dragging me
like, she can't even get her vocabulary right.
No. And that's that. Response, you saying that and being a grammar geek, something with purpose in this, something with that. I felt something with that. Something drives you with that, but I'm not going to make this a session for you, but something is driving you with that. But yeah, so intentionality is totally fine. Okay. Intention is totally fine. My branding is live life, live intentionally, fully engaged, but all of those words mean the same thing.
Okay. Okay, I appreciate you, sis. Oh, okay. So back to
your five balloons.
Okay, so these are my five balloons, and I have reasoning behind each, just as you do. Okay, so the number one balloon for me at this season in life is faith. And what this means for me is spending time with the Lord outside of church. So that means if I'm listening to worship music at some point in the day while I'm cleaning, walking my dog, spending time reading the word. So whether that's if I'm preparing for a discipleship group, my women's Bible study that I'm in, or just reading for leisure, just to have a deeper understanding of his word and grow closer to him. In addition to that, being in his presence, going to church service, being in worship so I can be poured back into as well as learn from someone who is more versed in the word than myself. My second balloon is relationships. So I'm someone who really prides myself on maintaining and attracting new relationships.
Mm-hmm.
My friendships and my family relationships mean so much to me. This is something that as soon as, you know, people spend just a little bit of time talking with me, they realize how important these things are with me. And this is also something that drives me even professionally. Because what I do professionally, I really pride myself on that human connection aspect. And I just think it's so important because I always say I'm a big believer that people don't just buy your product or service. They buy the person that they're in a relationship with.
Yes.
And I think it's just important for people to feel seen for who they are. So that's something that's really important for me. My third balloon is fitness. So this means for me, I work out 4 to 5 days per week. I'll do a different workout each day. I love to run like you. But right now, it's been a little cold for me to get.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Get out in these streets and run. So I'm waiting for this. This will be a nice day to run, the day that we're recording.
Yes.
But when it's 17 degrees outside, who?
No.
Who? There's not enough gloves. There's not enough beanies. Right. No, it's not happening. We're going to be inside at a spin class. So I really enjoy that. It helps me feel grounded. The other reason that fitness is really important to me is because I have not always had the best relationship with my body and with self-image, just to be transparent. And so now that I'm an adult and at some point I desire to be a parent, I've made a conscious effort to be conscious of those things, but also I want to really work on that so that I can present a positive way of view, self-view, image, whatever the correct terminology would be, before I have children, because I can remember distinctly the age I was at when I understood the difference between, for lack of a better word, fat and skinny. And I did at the time, I didn't even, this wasn't even for me, but it was someone that I thought was so beautiful. And I thought nothing was wrong with her. And then when she said that, I was like, oh, wait, so this is something I should be mindful of as, you know, as a woman. So to take it back to the importance for me, when I know I'm not working out excessively, not having an unhealthy relationship with it, but when I know I'm moving my body, even if it's just a walk that day with my dog, I know I'm doing all I can to maintain a healthy weight for myself, but also be healthy. So it just helps me have a great relationship with myself as far as that. The fourth balloon is nutrition. So I am someone that loves to eat. I also love to cook. And so I do intermittent fast the first half of the day, but I can't go too long without skipping a meal or not having a snack, especially if I had a workout that morning. I just can't function properly. So that's something that's extremely important to me. And also, to take it back to nutrition, as well as tie into relationships, I really enjoy baking, cooking for the people that I love. This is an activity that I've done with my mom ever since I was little. So it has that nostalgic reference to it as well. And the fifth balloon for me is creativity. So I really enjoy creating things from the gifts that God has given me for the world, be it this podcast, when I have done editorial shoots, helping a client from the ground up discover their style. I just really enjoy creativity. So those are my five balloons.
All right. Love. Well, tell me number two again.
Relationships.
Okay. That is amazing. And so what you understand is it is important that on a day-to-day basis that you are honoring those five things, that you are finding a way to. And again, it takes intentionality. Now that you know that, you are able to make sure that you're incorporating that into your life. Now, again, life happens. And so maybe you catch a cold and so you're unable to really work out for about a week and you're wondering what's going on. You know what? That's what it is. I haven't been able to move my body the way I normally would, or not just the eating. I haven't done anything where I'm really creating a meal. Let me try a new recipe. So you're having a tough week and you plan Friday, I'm going to spend some time, I'm going to create a new recipe and I'm going to do that. And that can help lift your mood. Right. Now I want to say this, I have to be careful to say this when I'm talking about lifting your mood. I am not saying, like, so for some people, therapy needs to be one of your five balloons. Right. For some people, medication needs to be one of your five balloons. Again, depending on what season that you're in, this is not taking away the, expertise of medical professionals. You still want to do that. So again, many of my clients have therapy with Robin as one of their five balloons, right? Because they understand that is a critical piece for their well-being. We're talking about your well-being. So they understand that's a critical piece. If you are on medication, baby, that needs to be one of your five balloons. You want any type of psychotropic medication?
Yeah.
That needs to be one of your five balloons. And so these things are what you can honor for sure. I love that, Jessica.
Thank you for breaking that down and also giving that that extra disclaimer to the listeners. These five balloons need to work for you and your life and where you're at in this season of life. And like you mentioned, the five balloons can change. And I know you mentioned that your five balloons, they have not changed drastically. You recently, within the last 5 years, included running because it grounds you in such a positive way. So I want to ask you, for the listeners who may be listening in as they start this exercise, they think, well, hey, you know, I'm just going to throw this out here. Bike riding used to be a five balloon for me. And now, as I'm hearing this episode and I desire to do this exercise, I look back and think, wow, I haven't been bike riding in a year. What are some factors that can contribute to your balloons changing? And I do want to acknowledge that the whole purpose of life is evolution, but I just want to add that to a listener who may be alarmed or maybe have self-doubt where there's no reason to have self-doubt in these changes.
Yeah. So we don't want to look at our life through a lens of judgment. So we don't want to have self-doubt. We want to look at our lives through a lens of curiosity because again, this is not black and white. So if you were someone who loved riding your bike and you noticed in the last year you haven't been doing that, you want to be curious about why. Because you may be having a lack of motivation that has caused you to stop doing things that served you in the past. So it may not be that your balloon changed. It's that you're having some greater symptoms that may need to be addressed. So how do you figure that out? First of all, relationship, right? Talking to the people who you're connected to, taking the risk. What do I mean by that? Let's go for a bike ride and see, you know, say, you know what? I haven't gone bike riding in a while. Let me see if that still does it for me. What's going on with that? But how you can normalize your balloons changing is as the seasons of your life change, begin to change. Because, Jessica, I don't believe so. But I started toying with the idea or being curious. Remember, I said intentional connections, right? And I'm encompassing all the connections that matter to me. But remember when I told you my core values, and one of my core values is friendship. I gave you four core values, my intimacy with the Lord, my immediate family, friendship, and purpose and destiny. I am toying with, praying through, trying to figure out if friendship is still at the top for me. Remember I told you my sister is like, I love my friends, but I've been toying with that. So let me just be vulnerable about how I am doing it. I am trying to figure out, the last 2 years have been very, very challenging for me, extremely challenging. So I have not had the capacity to be in relationship extensively across the board with all the people I would consider my connection. Just haven't had the capacity, honey. I'm trying to keep my head above water. So how I normally would engage in relationships. So I started thinking, maybe friendship is not as important to me. Or Robin, are you letting the season of life that you're in and a couple of shaky relationships cause you to think that? So I'm just being curious, just exploring, talking it out. I'm sharing my heart with the people who know me and love me. And we'll see. We'll see. I've turned 50 last year. My children are older. I told you I have a senior who's getting ready to go to college. So it may be that how friendship served me in the past is just not serving me the same now. And I can see what other core value would be driving me right now. Our church and my intentionality with the church we lead is very important. So that might be taking over that friendship category. I don't know. I'm just trying to show you all how to lean in and be curious about it.
No, I appreciate you sharing that and also vocalizing it in the way that you did, we can tell who is the professional you are. So, no, I appreciate you doing that. I think it's important. And it actually helps me transition into the next question I have for you, which is, has there ever been a season in your life that you found the storm may have been so challenging that you had trouble even finding joy, stabilization through any of your five balloons at the time? And if so, how did you arrive back to a place of balance?
Yes, honey. Yes, absolutely. Let's normalize that. Yeah. Absolutely. But I'll say this. The reason, thank you for asking that way, because the reason you want to know, if you think about a toolkit, right? Mm-hmm. And if you are trying, not me, because I don't know how to, but if I was trying to fix my car, I don't know about fixing a car, but I would be looking in the toolkit to reach for the necessary tool for the thing I'm trying to fix. I can relate to it like this. I don't even know how to do makeup, but if I'm going out on a date with my man, I might put on another, like a bolder lip. I might have on a red lip, right? Because I have my makeup bag. Right. I have my makeup bag as my toolkit, and there's a lot of things that I can rummage in that bag to pull out for what I'm about to do. Right. I don't know how to do makeup, but I know how to put on those lashes that are magnetic.
The magnetic one? Okay, yeah. We gotta talk, because I'm not good with putting on lashes.
So I know how to do the magnetic. But when I'm digging in my toolkit, if I know I'm about to go speak, I have a speaking engagement, Jessica, follow me, y'all. I won't use those. Why? Because I can't risk that distracting me if something's gonna come up while I'm up speak. That's too important.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So I'm rummaging. I have all these tools. So instead of using the magnetic lashes, I'm like, I'm just going to have to use mascara. I just pull the appropriate tool. So why do you need five balloons? Why do you want to know your values? Why do you want to pause and pay attention? Because you got to rummage in your bag of the things you've collected over the years that help you through your life, that help you navigate. So in one season, maybe as I'm rummaging through my bag, I'm feeling like my relationship with God, something is missing. That's one of my balloons, but I just can't seem to connect. What do I do? Then I can talk to somebody, one of those intentional connections. I can say, you got to pray for me. Please be praying for me, because something is off of my relationship with God. But I know that's important to me. So while I may feel off with it, like you said, it's not quite doing what I needed to do, I keep a sermon in my ear as I'm going to sleep, right? I keep music in my ear that is God-centered, because I need that to fuel me. So that's how I stay, because I know these things serve me, right? I know, wait a minute, let me rummage in here. Remember, I said, when you're feeling some kind of way, there are five questions, this particularly for women, when you're feeling some kind of way and you're off and you can't figure out what it is, remember, you're curious, stay curious, don't judge. There are five questions you want to ask. Listen, I teach my clients this to see if I can remember off the top of my head. The five questions you're going to ask, these are very practical questions when you're trying to figure out what's going on with me. Number one, did something just happen? You know how you can be on the phone with somebody and they'll say something and you continue on with the conversation, but you end up hanging up the phone and you're like, something's off. I feel off about something. Did something just happen and you're trying to put your finger on it? Remember, I told you about this conversation I got to have with my daughter. I got a call this morning and the conversation left me like, I need to get some clarity. What's going on? So did something just happen? So I was feeling off the rest of the day. And then when I kept feeling off, I was like, why am I feeling off? Oh, I remember that conversation. Okay. So did something just happen? Has something been happening? Is there a weight that you are carrying? You've just been carrying this weight. Something is going on in your life. So you're carrying this weight. Remember, we're trying to figure out why do we feel some kind of way. Number three, are you taking any psychotropic meds or any medication that you are not taking as prescribed that's going to impact your mood? Ladies, is my cycle about to come on? I hate to have to add that to it, but honey, we'll set something on fire and then realize, oh, my cycle coming tomorrow, right? Is my cycle about to come on? I flipped off on somebody many, many, many years ago. I went off, and that is not my temperament, but baby, I went off. And I, in the middle of me going off, I was like, this is certainly not like you, Robin. Child, my cycle came the next day. So it's just like, come on. And then finally, are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting enough sleep?
That's what
you got to get your rest. So Jessica, you ask, has there been a time in my life? Absolutely. I just shared the last 2 years have been the hardest 2 years of my life. And so I'm literally grappling, holding on. So this is not what I heard. I know the things that keep me grounded. I know the things that keep me centered. So I'm pulling on those. I'm depending on those as I hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Can I just say, before I go to the next question, I want to pause and just say one of the many things that I appreciate about our conversation and that I think will resonate with listeners is that, yes, we are both women of faith. But I appreciate that we're not approaching this from a toxic positivity approach. Yes. And you're being very honest. And then you're also applying principles from your profession, being a mental health professional, to this, which is very necessary. And I appreciate that in this conversation very much.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very serious about marrying my biblical sensitivity with my clinical expertise. That's my passion. I think that's very important. It's just important to me also, if I were to add another character value, it would be transparency, because I believe that we learn best from people's real stories. Mm-hmm. And I feel a personal obligation to not paint a perfect picture. I feel a personal obligation. Now, while I may not tell you all my business, I share enough so that people don't, we got to be careful about putting people on pedestals or looking at people through a lens of perfection, because there's no such thing. And so thank you for saying that. That's very important to me.
I agree. And I think it humanizes the topic and it helps people feel less alone.
Absolutely.
You know, I very much appreciate that. So the next question that I have for you is, in your experience, what are some challenges that a listener may face when they're trying to begin this process from scratch? This is their first time hearing about this concept, encountering the fabulous Robin May, and they want to identify their five balloons. In your experience, what are some challenges that you have come across from maybe your patients, from your speaking engagements, just anything?
First, the courage to be honest. Remember, I paused and said, listen, we got to tell ourselves the truth. Again, people sometimes I have found have a very hard time just being honest about where they are. And particularly women of faith believe that they're not being faithful to say that this is hard or I'm in a tough season. So that would be the first one, just being really honest. Number two, feeling that the other hindrance is believing, having a faulty mindset that there is something wrong with internal processing, looking at you, understanding you. There's a mindset that says, no, I just am going to die to my flesh and just love Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. But I want you to die to your flesh and I want you to love Jesus, but I want you to understand that Jesus created you with intention. He crafted you with intention. He designed a life for you. And so if you don't lean in to discover it, more than likely you're going to be living the life somebody else wanted you to live, right? All of us are either trying to repeat what we saw growing up, or we're trying to get away from what we saw growing up. And yeah, it's just human nature. But as you do that, what is it that God wants you? So number one, just being really honest. People have a hard time sometimes being honest. Number two, understanding that it's nothing wrong, releasing the mindset that you're doing something wrong. Honey, you need to get a PhD in you. You need to understand why you do what you do. You need to understand why you show up the way you show up. You got to understand your triggers. You got to understand your childhood wounds. You got to understand the story you're telling yourself. All that stuff, you got to understand it. And then the last one, I believe that, again, you got to be in community, because one of the values of community is that you've got to be self-aware. So remember, I talked about being honest with your life. And then I talked about understanding it's okay to discover more about you. But girl, I spend most of my time trying to help people understand that they show up in a way that could be impacting relate. People really have a hard time seeing themselves. There's an extreme, seeing themselves either they are the victim in all the things, mm-hmm, and, or they're the one that's always wrong. They take on way too much blame.
Right.
But you want to be in community. And when people aren't in community, they have a hard time seeing themselves. And so those are some of the roadblocks. The last one I would say, honestly, Jessica, we live, I'll say this, let me say specifically for the people who are normally drawn towards me. I am a driven woman. I am a crossing the T's and dotting the I's. And so I'm often connected with women. People who are drawn to me often have that same tendency. And if we're not careful, we are living so much on autopilot, doing all the things, taking care of all the things, going, mm-hmm, that we not slow our lives down. We feel like we can't. But if Jesus, don't make me preach, the Bible says that Jesus sat down by the well because he was exhausted. If Jesus had to sit down by the well, surely you do too. And so that would be the other thing, women saying, Robin, I don't have time, girl. I don't have time for that chat. I got too much going on. Well, what you're going to do is just create a life of busy and not a life of purpose.
You know, so I want to acknowledge what you just said, because I'm glad you touched on that. And I actually was going to be one of my closing remarks to you for this episode, but it's appropriate now. What I feel in my spirit is that one of the important things for this episode is that I'm of the opinion, and I will throw myself in the fire and admit this as well, that sometimes in this day and age, January 2025, when we are recording this episode, that we're overstimulated. We have so many things on the calendar, so many commitments, so many things that we're trying to get done. And we're both adults in this conversation. We're adults listening. I acknowledge that there are demands in life that you have to earn a living to pay Georgia Power. I get that. Like, we can't pay Georgia Power with an IOU or the Lord said it's coming. Yeah, the Lord said it's coming, but you got to punch in so it can come.
Right.
So that is just the reality of life. However, I do think as we continue to speak about being intentional, we have to be intentional about rest and prioritizing the things that provide us rest, which essentially what I'm receiving from this conversation and some of the things that you were sharing before we even pressed the button to record, our five balloons contribute to rest because they rejuvenate us.
Absolutely.
So I completely hear anyone who's like, I just can't, I got to get this done, I got to do that. I get it. I promise. I would still encourage that person who is saying that to take a step back and just start the exercise. Start the exercise and be intentional about that and prioritize it. And then I am in faith that from there, you will start to realize, hey, there's some things that are on my list and response.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Possibilities that I've taken on that I can delegate this. Or maybe I've taken this on and this ain't really for me. My kids are big enough. They can load this dishwasher. You know, like just different. And I'm just providing some examples. But I just want to encourage someone. And I'm glad you said that.
Absolutely. And that can take us down a whole nother path. Because the truth is, some of what we do, a lot of what we do is tied into a seeking validation and identity. And we don't even realize it. Like I say, we normalize our dysfunction. We've done it for so long. Remember I said, you got to start with an honest self-assessment. We've done it for so long. We think it's what we have to do. I get into this tug of war, this tug of war with my clients with trying to help them release some things that are no longer serving them, but because they found their identity in it. You found your identity in being the one. You found your identity in doing all the things. You found your identity in that. So when I come saying, all right, sis, you can delegate, or now tell me why. I have someone who told me, if she ever listens to this, she's going to fight me because we tussle about this. Mm-hmm. But she told me, listen, I might be projecting here, but just hear me out. Mm-hmm. But she cooks breakfast, lunch, and dinner for her children, who are the she has a 15-year-old. I can't remember the other ages. But watch this. A full out, full breakfast, a full out, a full lunch, a full out, a full dinner, Monday through Sunday.
Can I get an invitation to her house? Because it's giving Big Mama vibes.
And so, and you work, and you're a single parent. And so when I'm asking, hey, sis, like, why are we doing that? My kids, they just used to it now. If I didn't cook that breakfast, they would be in my room like, what's up? Well, then they need to say, what's up? But now watch this. Now hear me. Uh-huh. I backed off and she and I were tussling. We've been together for a long time. We're tussling. And when I say tussling, this is what I describe when I'm working with somebody. We're going back and forth, right? Mm-hmm. And what I decided was, I'm going to back off. Although you tell me you're exhausted, although you tell me you're worn out, right now you're not ready to release that. But there's something connected to that. It's something tied into that. And so until you've admitted that it's not serving you, I need to take my hands off of it.
Yeah.
But on the outside looking in, and you're exhausted, and your reasoning is because, girl, when that 15-year-old can get in that kitchen, or honey, what they ate for lunch is probably some leftovers for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happens. And so, hear me, the women at our church, at the church my husband and I lead, I have called them freed women as our women's ministry. And the concept is that freed women free women. Once you've gotten free in a certain area, you have an obligation to go help another sister get free. So while I can look at my girl and say, sis, from the outside looking in, you got to let that go, I promise you there is some area in my life that she could do the same, because we're all trying to figure this thing out. So while I can clearly see that in her, I am sure she or someone else can say, Robin, why are you doing this to yourself? Girl, let that go. And so there's no judgment. It's all curiosity.
I love it, because we all have different ways we're carrying that we really should let go. And yeah, I'll be honest, there's some things that I'm working on letting go that I've done and continue to do for validation, fear of like, well, if I don't do it, who else is going to do it? And we got to work through that.
Absolutely.
So I want to give you the opportunity to share any encouragement regarding this topic or just anything that's on your heart that you want to leave our listeners with regarding this topic and just everything that we've discussed during our conversation?
Well, we have talked about a lot. So what I will just say is I encourage you to listen to the episode again, because what I'm going to believe God for is that if you took notes, this is what I always say when people come to a conference that I'm leading, or whether it's for women or whether it's for couples, I give a lot of information. Mm-hmm. I share a lot on my podcast. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. So what I encourage people to do is to pray over the notes you took. If you're going to re-listen to this, listen to it again and just ask the Lord. What you're asking is, will you highlight with a bright red or a bright yellow highlighter, will you highlight what you are asking of me in this season? Robin said a whole lot, but what do I need to focus on and see? I can't focus on all of it, but what are the one or two things that have really helped me have some trajectory in my life? Mm-hmm. And I believe God will do that for you. There's something in particular that you're saying, now that right there, that did it for me. And mm-hmm. lean into that for the next 3 months, those two or three things. Mm-hmm. Lean into that. Then come back and listen to the episode again and say, okay, I think I kind of got that. Let me try these strategies now, because we are ever evolving, elevating, growing. We don't want to stay the same. We want to have a growth mindset, not a fixed mindset, but we also don't want to be flooded. What do I need to do in this season? So that's what I would encourage. Just, there was a lot shared. Take it in, ask God to highlight where you need to focus in this season.
I think that's great advice. And I think it's also very practical advice. So yes. Y'all have some homework. Go back and listen to the episode. Highlight. Spend some time in prayer. Ask the Lord what he wants for you this season and be obedient to that and take the steps. Absolutely. So because the podcast is titled Style and Conversation, I always close out by asking my guests a lighthearted style-related question. So even though it is extremely cold right now, we have a little bit of relief right now as we're recording this episode. But we've had some cold temperatures. We're already seeing retailers pushing out things for spring. So I want to ask you, what are you most looking forward to wearing in spring? Like, as soon as the temperatures get warmer, like, what is one thing you can't wait?
No, that's not even a question. A maxi dress, any kind of maxi.
Okay.
And I wanted to touch the floor. I don't find enough that touch the floor.
Really?
I wanted to touch the floor. I love maxi dresses.
Just throwing them on, some cute sandals, going, running your Saturday errands. I'm
absolutely. So yes, a maxi. That's my thing.
Any particular color coming to mind right now or a print?
Not necessarily. You know what? I think I kind of stay away from. Do I stay away from prints? No, but just vibrant. I love a pink. I was trying to figure out. I think I have a pretty yellow one.
Okay.
Just a bright color.
I love it. So I want to give you the opportunity, because you've given us such great information, and I know the listeners are going to want to keep up with you and learn more about your courses, any upcoming speaking engagements that you have, as well as you have to tell us more about this podcast, honey, and how we can keep up and join you for season 3. So anything. So tell us where we can find you, how we can keep up with you, and anything that you have coming up that we can support you in.
Well, my go-to social media is Instagram. I think I have a little bit of an addiction. So meet me over on Instagram. It's my name, Robin May Online. Robin May Online. I respond to my DMs personally. So find me over there. Anything that I'm doing, anything that's coming up will always be announced there. My website is Robin May Online. But I do, one of the things that I have created in addition to my podcast is Intentional Conversations with Robin mm-hmm. May and Friends. And I'm not exactly sure when season 3 will start, maybe by the time this episode airs, I don't know. But one of the things that I did create, Jessica, last year that I'm really leaning into this year is a membership called Bite-Sized Breakthroughs for Busy Women. Bite-sized breakthroughs for busy women. Now, you've heard me talk about this concept of busy. We don't glorify busy in these neck of the woods, right? Mm. But the reality is the women who are drawn to me are women who are juggling a lot of things. We have a lot on our plate. And so what I have created is a membership where every single week I give you a 15-minute nugget. It's like inspiration on the go. What I tell the women is that these are bite-sized moments with lifetime impact. It's just a 15-minute video for you to watch for that week. You watch it on Mondays when it's released, and you just think through it. You journal on it. You process it over the week. And so it is something that just gives you an aha. It transforms your life one aha at a time. And it is a low-cost opportunity for you to be able to engage with me, get this wisdom that God has given me that I love sharing. I really try my best, Jessica, to share principles and not preferences. Let me say it again. You want to hear principles, not preference, not what I think you should be doing, but what the principle is. And that's what Bite-Sized Breakthroughs for Busy Women is comprised of. Bite-Sized Breakthroughs, 15-minute videos that gives you a transformation one aha at a time. So you can learn about that by going to robinmayonline.com/breakthrough. robinmayonline.com/breakthrough. The membership is ongoing. You can access it at any time, and I'd love to have you all in it.
Robin, I love that. And you have blessed us so much with so much knowledge and just unyielding wisdom today. And I can't wait to continue to keep up with you and for the listeners to reach out after hearing this episode and just want to know more about you and get engaged with you. And I just want to thank you for your time on the podcast today.
Well, thank you for having me, Jessica. I enjoyed it so much. And one day I'm going to have to let you style me. Let me get myself together, honey.
I got you, girl. I got you. Because listen, you are just taking off doing all the things. So
thank you for having me so much.
I love it. Well, Style Crew, we are wrapping up another episode. We will be back next Thursday as we continue this series, Resolutions for Your Life Beyond the Year. And I can't wait to hear how much you all love this episode and just have you all on this journey with us in season 2. And until next week, we are out, Style Crew.
Bye.
Hey, Style Crew, make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.